The weather's getting warmer, so it's time to say goodbye to jackets and sweaters and say hello to shorts and tees and bikinis. And for anything I'm trying to update in my wardrobe, I'm not trying to spend a small fortune. Let me tell you about Quince, because I just found a bikini, top and bottom, $50. High quality. 25 for the top, 25 for the bottom. There is a certain Australian shearling slipper that I've been looking for, and I found it for $50 on Quince. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/Lexi for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/Lexi to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/Lexi. You know what I wouldn't miss at all? The vicious week before my period when I feel like crawling out of my skin and the cravings. Oh my God, I could have eaten my own hand if it was rolled up in batter and deep fried. But now it's easier to manage PMS with estro control and Hormone Harmony. Happy Mammoth, the company that created Hormone Harmony, is dedicated to making women's lives easier. And that means using only science-backed ingredients that have been proven to work for women. They make no compromise when it comes to quality, and it shows. Hormone Harmony contains science-backed herbal extracts called adaptogens. The beauty of adaptogens is that they help your body adapt to stressors, so the chaotic hormonal changes that happen naturally throughout a woman's life. There are 17,000 reviews for Hormone Harmony right now, and the biggest benefit is women saying they feel like themselves again. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. That's HAPPMAMMOTH.com and use the code Lexi at checkout. Hello, hello, everybody. I'm Lexi Lombard, your host of the At Lexi podcast, and thank you for tuning in. I wish this was a live recording and you all were here with me because it's the most gorgeous sunny day in Los Angeles, California. There is not a cloud in the sky. If I could record this outside, I would. God, it's good. Spring is here and I love spring. I always forget how much I love spring because summer is just so much more obvious as a love. And we've been getting a nice, beautiful, long spring this year and I'm loving it. I'm loving it. Spring is a season of things coming back to life and I myself feel back to life. I'm also feeling great because I had a very healing weekend. I was at a retreat that I was invited to by 3D Wellness. I'm going to be honest. I saw the email invite, went in pretty blind. I didn't do very much research. I just figured, why not? You know, I don't know anyone going. I don't exactly know what's in store. But I like wellness. I like breath work. I like yoga. Maybe this will be good for me. And it was quite the journey. It was both Saturday and Sunday. It was not overnight. I drove there 9 in the morning, stayed there till maybe 5, 6 p.m. I'll talk more about my retreat, but I don't want to get ahead of myself because I want to also talk about a hike that I went on this week. I was at the rock climbing gym on Monday, and there's a friend that I normally climb with, and she had a family member in town, and they were just talking about what they've been up to. They're like, yeah, we biked in Malibu today. We biked, I don't know, they said something wild, like 15, 20 miles. We're going back out there tomorrow. We're going to do a 12-mile hike. They said, do you want to come? I said, no, I can't. It's a Tuesday. I can't do that. Then I looked at my calendar and I said, I don't have any specific deadlines. Yeah, I could do it. Catch me bright and early. Tuesday morning, we drove to Malibu. We hiked 11.11 miles. And similarly to the retreat that I'll speak more about later, I went in pretty blind. Didn't know much about the retreat. Didn't look at any photos. But why do you need to know? You know, we're going to be overlooking the ocean, walking in greenery. It was so beautiful. We probably walked for maybe 4 or 5 miles in a very similar terrain. And then all of a sudden we were in rocks and there were caves and little crevices that you could climb in and rocks that you could sit on. It was really, really fun. If you want to see a visual, I posted a video both on my TikTok and on my Instagram. And lately, when I've gone on hikes, I'll maybe go 3-4 miles. So to actually have a full day of hiking, we probably spent about 6 or 7 hours hiking. So maybe not a full day, but a proper half day hiking felt really good. And there's something that happens when you spend a majority of your time outside. If you spend more of your day outside than you do inside, some part of my body heals. something so special happens. And I think that's why I've been craving the outdoors even more, because it's such nice weather. Why would I not, you know? I'm also self-employed. I make my own schedule. It doesn't matter if I'm working at 9 a.m. or 9 p.m. As long as the deadlines get done, content is sent out when it needs to be sent out, the podcast goes up every week, we're good. We're cooking. And I'm just reminding myself of that over and over and over again until I develop a routine that includes that regularly. That needs to happen weekly. It's very strange. Girl goes on one hike and wants to talk all about civilization. It's so similar to the girl that goes abroad and comes back with a little accent. If you're fully remote or part-time remote, I think we owe it to ourselves to take advantage of the flexibility, be outside when we can, and work outside when we can. We will thank ourselves. Our future self will be so grateful. So the week started off strong, and then Wednesday and Thursday, I honestly was in influencer mode. Every brand and their mother seems to be having an activation for festival season because it's Coachella this weekend, which I will be going. We'll get there. There's also Coachella next weekend. There's Stagecoach, and then festival season kicks off. I had no idea what a commercial season this was for brands. This seems bigger than Christmas. This really does. I mean, I went to two on the way here. This was great. Of course I had to take advantage of this one. A med spa that was doing Botox was offering Botox. And I'm like, oh, I already have an appointment on Tuesday to go get that. Let's get that for free. Why would I not? And then the injector, she was gorgeous. Maybe that's shallow that I will judge whether or not I feel safe with an injector injecting me based on if I think their work looks good, the work that they have on their face. If someone looks too plastic, which is just not the look that I'm going for, I'm hesitant and I won't do it. But if someone, oh my gosh, the girl that I used to go to in New York, she was so gorgeous. But she had a come to Jesus moment and decided that she didn't want to alter women's faces anymore and left the industry. So that was the end of her. And then I met this girl today and she was stunning. Natural, but, you know, keeping them guessing. You're like, did you do something or not? I can't tell. Were you born this way? I don't know. So she injected me. And then they were doing tons of other activations there as well. There was nails and eyelash extensions and hair extensions. And then there was also a gifting going on at Nasty Gal for festival season. So I swung by and I got myself a dress and a pair of boots, but they had so much more. They had a tattoo artist there giving real tattoos that people were getting. I'm like, wow, that's so bold. That is wild. And then they had so many accessories, but I just went in and out. I look like a hoarder right now because I also went to giftings last week. Typically, I'm not attending this much. I've been vlogging a lot of it on TikTok, but it's so strange because on one hand, thank you. That's so kind of you and generous that you want to invite us to do some free shopping. I had one vlog that's already gone up where I was invited on this morning wellness routine. I went to this house in the Hollywood Hills. We did yoga. We did a meditation. There was people there from the talks that were doing lymphatic drainage and facials. We had a station to make aromatherapy. They had green juice and healthy food from Erewhon. And then we left with a goodie bag. And then I went to Guess and I was handed a bag. And here's the rack of clothes. Pick your favorites. Put them in. Here's the skincare. Here's the sunglasses. Here's the nail polish. Here's the this, that, and the other. Also, we have tacos here and a bar if you're hungry or thirsty. I went to a Revolve gifting and I left somehow with three bags. I don't even know how. And then at this wellness retreat that I went to over the weekend, that was the first thing I signed in and they sent me upstairs to get my swag bag. And there, oh, when I get a wellness swag bag, that's a new thing for me because I'm spoiled. I don't know if you know this about me, but I was a tween YouTuber. So I've been in the beauty fashion space for a long time. And I have gotten to a point where I probably have not paid for shampoo in a decade. I cannot remember the last time I needed to buy moisturizer. For over a decade, I have been so spoiled to be supplied with my makeup and my beauty. Of course, there's like little things I bought along the way, but I would say 90% I have been provided. It's nuts. It's wild. But I definitely look like a hoarder right now because if you look in my car in the passenger seat, we have so many gift bags. I'm like, I have to invite all the friends over because ultimately there's going to be things that I'll just never use. There's going to be shades that don't match me. There's going to be products that don't work for my skin or things that I just know someone will enjoy more. But it has been wild. It's a really cool perk of the experience, but there is an element where I feel a little guilty by it. Like, girlies, come on over. Oh, I wish safety was not an issue because I would invite you all over to my house and I would say, take your pick. I look gluttonous right now. I hope you all are not disgusted with me. Because on one hand, you know, it's like, wow, so fun. But on the other hand, it's like, ooh, her carbon footprint, though. What's going on there? It's probably not so good, huh? Big season for gifting. It feels, there was a huge influx. I have not been to this many brand activations in months. I mean, I had one every day of the week. I had two this morning, I have another one this evening, I have another one tomorrow, and then this week, I'm going to Vegas. I'm doing a partnership with a hotel and a show in Vegas at the Caesars Palace, so I will be there creating content, and then this weekend, it's Coachella. For Coachella, I'm pretty excited. I've never been before. It was very last minute. I'm gonna go the cozy route. I'm gonna go the practical route. I'm there to dance. I'm there to listen to music. Maybe I'll take some photos. I'm sure I'll take some photos, but I am not going there for content. I'm going there to dance. So I'm gonna stop at the store and get a Camelback, which are those backpacks that you can have water in, as long as those are allowed. I'm gonna bring my most comfortable shoes. I'm not pulling out all the stops. I am pulling out comfort. I literally might be there in like little sweat shorts, like little sport shorts and a t-shirt. That's what I'm thinking. I don't know what I'll wear in Vegas this week, though. To be honest, Vegas kind of scares me. It just seems a little intimidating. It's a lot. I think it's overstimulating. So we'll see what's up. Being spoiled makes me feel so guilty. My mom repeated to me over and over and over again as a child, it's okay to be spoiled as long as you're not a brat. It's okay to be spoiled as long as you're not a brat. Obviously, I was spoiled as a child. I was an only child. I was a girl. And my mom was a shopaholic. Of course I was spoiled rotten. So then to get into this space and spend my weeks going places, saying hi, meeting people, and then receiving gifts, come on, what the hell? It's been top of mind. This retreat I went to this weekend, we're gonna switch gears. This retreat I went to with 3D Wellness, show up, get my swag bag, and then we are off to the races. Okay, they handed us a journal with a pen. I probably filled out a third of the journal, which I love. I love pen and paper. Also, most of the girls there were millennials because I really am a cusp. I'm 1996, so I'm a technical zillennial, but who wants to call themselves that? This retreat was mostly with girls in their early 30s, mid-30s, and I like that. I like hanging out with older women. It's always inspiring. There was a few women in their 40s, a few in their 50s. I was definitely on the younger end. And I love seeing everyone with their pen and paper. A lot of people had paper planners. A lot of them. Organizing their days in their physical agendas. I'm such a Google Calendar girl, but I do love pen and paper. We did everything. Speechless. We had a lot of panels where we were listening to yogis discuss their practice and talk about shadow work. Then we had a breathwork session. I received acupuncture. I got a facial. We did a journaling breakdown of transforming your limiting beliefs. We did yoga. I received a laser treatment of microneedling. I did plant medicine. I snorted a tobacco powder with a shaman and had a breakdown with her. And that's not even half of it. I also did another breathwork session the next day, and a sound bath, and a workout with a personal trainer. I learned about glutathione, liver health, brain health. We had speakers that were psychotherapists, shamans. What is a brain doctor called? I don't know. He did it all. He went to Stanford and Berkeley and UCLA and was discussing brain health with us. I learned so much. I took so many notes. I actually finished the retreat with the plant medicine. I was the last person to go, and then I was driving home like, oh, this is a lot. How am I supposed to enter my routine again? This was wild. It was so special. I walked in the first day, and I was very hesitant. I did not know what to expect, and I looked around, and I was, you know, a little nervous. Is this performative? Especially if you're trying to commodify it and run it through capitalism. My goodness, I had a grand old time. I really did. And now it's Monday morning and the sun is shining and I could not be happier. This was crazy though. As I said, it was just during the day. We didn't stay overnight. So the first night after I left, I went to a friend's birthday. They were having a little joint birthday and they had a tarot reader. And because I'd been meditating and doing breath work and journaling and having diary entries about my shadow self and my limiting beliefs, I was very in tune with myself. And I think the tarot reader was able to drop in faster with me and I was able to drop in faster with her. I don't even know if I'm supposed to, this feels like such a personal moment, but the tarot reader channeled my mom and she looks at me and she starts crying and tells me that my mom has messages for me. I see the tears in this woman's eyes and I start crying and then her and I are holding hands crying and she's just telling me how proud my mom is of me and how much she loves me. And the tarot reader is telling me, she's like, I'm so sensitive about these things. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry that I can't hold it together. I said, girl, it's fine. I can't either. Oh, it was so special. It was so special. And last weekend was the anniversary of my mom's passing. And I showed up, if you listened to last week's episode, and I didn't want to talk about it. I wanted the episode to be lighthearted. I didn't want to do a grief update because grief is so complicated in that way where you don't always grieve during the calendar moments. That being said, it's wild how your body does keep track. For example, my grandfather was a really, really prominent figure in my life, and he passed when I was 14 on January 11th. It's been a decade. It's been over a decade. It's been 14 years since he passed, and it's wild how all of a sudden he'll be showing up in my dreams, and I'm having all these thoughts about him, and I'm like, that's so strange. Like, where is this coming from? And I'll look, and I'm like, oh, yesterday was the anniversary, and last week, I had a moment where I felt it and I was having a little breakdown in the car. And I'm not much of a crier, so when I do cry, my friends are worried. For example, when I was crying with the tarot reader, Tyra comes up to me and she's like, what's going on? I was like, the tarot reader just channeled my mom. Meanwhile, like Kendrick Lamar is playing in the background. They had like Emily checking up on me in the morning. I'm like, guys, no, this is beautiful. This is everything I could have ever wanted. As someone who doesn't cry often, I would love to cry. When I cry, I'm so grateful because I definitely was one of the kids, as spoiled as I was, I will say my parents lacked emotional attunement and there were definitely times where I needed to emote and I wasn't allowed to. To no knock against them. It was not personal. They just didn't know how. So when I would be getting really sad, it was very, don't cry, stop crying, everything's okay, everything's okay. When in reality, if I just cried it out, I probably would have been even better off. So it's channeled into my later life where I'll feel times where, oh, I should cry right now. Crying would really help me out right now, but I can't. Thankfully, what I've learned is if I am able to get myself to cry, I'm able to more easily cry throughout the course of that day or throughout the course of the next few days. And I can normally get a lot of my cries out. That happened this weekend where I had one cry in the afternoon and then I was able to cry again a couple hours later. And normally when I cry, it's not very long. I'll cry for maybe 10, 15, 20 seconds. It really normally never lasts longer than a minute or two. But the little bursts are great. And I continued crying throughout the retreat. I cried on the way home from the birthday party. I cried again the following day and I could tell as I was crying, oh, we're crying out something that we needed to cry out a month ago. And it felt really good. Special. The whole thing was special. I'm on cloud nine. I am good because some of my favorite things in life, I love being busy. I have a jam-packed calendar. Stresses me out a little, but in a good way. It feels like healthy stress. Keeps me on my toes, keeps me agile, keeps me going. I like a little speed in my life. Second, good weather. Good weather. Sunny days. Three, time outside. The retreat was mostly outside. We would come inside for certain things, but most of it we were on the deck in the backyard, overlooking a gorgeous view of the city. The whole thing was perfect. I have been spoiled rotten. That is the theme I'm thinking. I am spoiled rotten and could not be happier. And it's given me energy where my cup is so filled that it's overflowing and I'm ready to give. You know, when you're giving and giving, but you have nothing to give, it's depleting you. It's taking your energy. I'm spilling over. this is the time to share. I'm like, let me help everybody I possibly can. I have excess. Let me be there for you. In the winter, I'm trying to cultivate any ounce of energy that I possibly can. I feel recharged. I feel re-energized. I feel rejuvenated. I feel good. My personal life, I'm having a good season. Enough about me. Let's see where you guys are at. I want to answer your questions. My Instagram handle is Lexi, L-E-X-I-E. So let's get into it. But first, a word from today's sponsors. None of you are going to be stepping on my open toes this festival and concert season because I will be in boots. And if you need boots, go to Tecovas. They have first wear comfort. So this means little to no break-in period. So if you're listening to this in April and think, oh my gosh, Coachella is right around the corner, I need these boots now, but oh my gosh, breaking in boots is such a pain. No. These boots have little to no break-in period, and they're also such high quality. It's really hard to find high quality boots paired with this level of comfort. They have timeless styles. They're always going to be on trend. And if you can get into a store, Tecovas believes in Western for all, so you can feel that when you go in, you're going to be greeted like family, offered a boot shine and a drink, the hard stuff even if you prefer, and you can get custom fitted for a new pair of boots. If you can't make it into a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com. They do offer free shipping on all boots as well as free returns and exchanges. And they ship right to your door. Go to tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today. Okay, I'm gonna get a little sad girl for a second. But Mother's Day is around the corner. And if your mother is still in your life, a really unique gift that you could get is My Life in a Book. How it works is that every week, mylifeinabook.com will send your mom questions via email. These can be pre-written questions about her life or custom questions that you wish to ask. And then she can either type her response or record her voice. And My Life in a Book compiles all of her responses into a beautiful keepsake book. Oh my God, I'm gonna cry. And then they can even create an audiobook using her voice recordings. So it's like preserving her voice and her stories for eternity. Woo! If you're interested, check out mylifeinabook.com and use code Lexi at checkout for 10% off. Create an unforgettable gift for your mom this Mother's Day. That's mylifeinabook.com and use code Lexi for 10% off today. And we're back. Starting off strong. What vibes do you bring to the function? That's what I bring to the function. I bring vibes. I'm not a great cook. I'm not going to show up with a gorgeous dish. If I do show up with a dish, it's not going to be your favorite. You'll like it, but that's not my strength. My strength are the vibes I bring. I'm bringing good time to the function. And that was a question from Michelle. Gabby wants to know, what's my death Romeo? I think this is a great question to ask on dates. Gives a little insight into how thoughtful someone is. Alex talked about this in her episode, which was questions that keep me up at night. Are you going to say something specific? And in this question, I think it's important that nothing is off limits. It could be a recipe from a restaurant that doesn't exist anymore. I want to hear that. I want to know your late grandmother's perfect chicken noodle soup recipe. And it has to be made by her. That sort of thing. So my death row meal, we're going to have my mom's coffee cake that she would make every Christmas. It's sort of like a monkey bread. I want to have all time ceviche. Maza, this is a restaurant that's not around anymore. MHZH, it used to be in Silver Lake. They had this hummus, and I truly think that I've never had hummus before until I had this, because it was an entirely different experience, and I've never had anything that was able to match it again. Oh, wait, do I want all time ceviche, or do I want found oyster scallop tostada? I think I need the scallop tostada. I guess I could have both, but they're so similar. One's a tostada with scallops and mint and basil and apple jam. And then the ceviche is also on a tostada, and it's avocado, it's fish, it's a cucumber, I think. I don't know. It's so refreshing and limey and delicious. I probably need ice cream of some sort, like maybe an ice cream cone from Carousel back in Warrenton, Virginia. Oh my gosh. Talk about summer. When am I going to go to Virginia? I need to find some time. That's what's on my death row meal as of today. Oh, and Lucien's filet mignon with peppercorn sauce and french fries. That's perfect. Absolutely. That's what I'm having. Maria wants to know my biggest regret. My biggest regret is changing my voice for a period of time. I was so afraid of having a high-pitched feminine voice. And so there was a period of time on my YouTube channel, and I think I was also a little self-conscious because I had a bit of an accent. It was probably a more country accent, but we used to say that it was a Maryland accent, my friends would say. But either way, I wanted it to sound different, and I wanted to sound less girly, so I would talk like this, like kind of out of the side of my mouth. Yeah, I didn't learn from that. I could have gone my whole life without that. That's a regret. I would be a perfectly fine, happy person. Butterfly effect, maybe you could argue it, but I would argue that point. I would say that I think I would end up exactly where I am right now if I didn't try to change my voice for a period of time. I don't think it helped me in any way. I could definitely just erase that one part. Alyssa wants to know, have you ever questioned your sexuality? Of course. Of course. It's the age of the internet. Also, there's so many hot people. Like, not just guys are hot. I was thinking about this last night, that Megan Fox, if she had a short sort of surfer boy haircut, would be so hot. But if she cut her hair up to her cheeks and had almost like a boyish bowl cut, she would be so hot. I mean, she's already gorgeous, but in a lesbian way, I think it would look great on her. Digressing. Have I ever questioned my sexuality? Of course. But I've also had crushes on girls, and thankfully I live in an area and in a space and around a group of people that it doesn't matter. So the questioning has never caused me any stress, because I know that ultimately if I end up with a man, with a woman, with a non-binary person, it does not impact my relationships whatsoever. And that's a huge privilege. Oh, this is an interesting question. I don't even know what my answer would be. Yasmin wants to know, your favorite way of capturing memories besides videos and photos? Wow, because knee-jerk answer would be videos and photos, of course. I have a lot of fun with taking photos and videos. I think verbalizing a special moment to the people you're with that the present moment feels so memorable almost makes that memory lock in everybody else's brain. If my friend and I are out somewhere and I'm thinking, wow, this is going to be a night for the books, to grab their hand and say, this is a night for the books, or look at them and say, this is going to be a core memory, I think instills it in everyone's brain. And then you start to take a look a little bit more closely at all that's happening. Heidi wants to know, what's one extreme sport I would try? First, let me see what extreme sports are, because I like sports. An extreme sport is defined as a sport where one has to accept the possibility of severe injury or death as an inherent part of the activity. All right. Examples being skateboarding, snowboarding, freestyle skiing. Wow. Ice climbing, cave diving, BMX racing, base jumping. Let's see what the easiest extreme... You know, Google will have related questions to your search. So one of them said, what is the easiest extreme sport? And I clicked down, it says indoor bouldering. That's what I do. I really like skiing. I want to try surfing. I don't know. I don't like the Google searches and my brain's not thinking of very many options, but I do like trying most sports. I technically have an appointment available whenever I want to skydive with Drew. We were going to do it on Mother's Day. Maybe we should do it on Mother's Day this year. Yeah, that's what we should do. I'm going to text him and say that. But I'm pretty adventurous, so as long as I trusted the people I'm with, I would be willing to try many different sports, leaning on the extreme side. But I guess the whole premise is that you have to accept that severe injury or death might occur. But I guess hypothetically you could say that with roller coasters. Oh, the classic question. Paris wants to know, what's your favorite color? Green is always my answer, but as of lately, red. And as of lately, my favorite colors to wear are an all-white outfit or an all-black outfit. Chia wants to know, where's your next vacation going to be? Coachella. This weekend, baby, Palm Springs. Chia also wants to know what my biggest goal in life is. To find an incredible partner to raise a beautiful family with. Anonymous. Interesting that you want this to be anonymous, but no judgment. Any tips for journaling? Absolutely. Be less precious with your journals. Your journals are just paper. Write in them in whatever handwriting you want. It does not need to be perfect. You can make big margins with them. You can write with as much space as you want. Power through them. The point of journaling is to write down your thoughts, things you think are interesting. I also, for example, was given this journal that I have in my hands right now this weekend, and I have to have written at least like 50 pages, if not more, because we had so many talks and I was taking note after note. I was getting really comfortable, and I think a lot of people will get a journal and they'll only write in the first 10 pages and then they abandon it for so long and then they think, I need to get another journal. No, just use it as often as possible. I think of it very similarly to books. When I start reading, like, just get into it. Try to get through the first 100 pages. Just power through. Get comfortable in it. Make it feel like yours. Another tip I would have for journaling, take notes on podcasts that you're listening to if it's an informational one or if something is said that clicks to you, or notes on books. Write down ideas. Write down to-do lists. I always have little drawings and doodles, for example. In my note about the plant medicine ceremony that I had done, I drew a little image of what the tool that we used looked like. There were a couple tools and I drew both of them just so I could have a full picture. Cross things out. Write big, write ugly. It does not matter. Power through it as fast as you can so you can get comfortable with your pen on paper and not being so precious about it, and get yourself back into journaling. Challenge yourself to just try to burn through as many pages as possible throughout the day, throughout the week, and try to finish it. I would challenge you to try to finish a journal. Zoe wants to know if she should ask someone to be her boyfriend. We've been dating for 3 months now. I think 3 months is a great time to get a temperature check. If you like them and you want to say something about it, say, you know, I feel like we're 3 months in. I'm really interested in you, but I also feel like it's a good time to see where you're at with me. Because I'd love to be exclusive, but if we're on different pages, I just want to get a clear idea. Because you're doing it for your sake, you know? If you're already knowing that that's what you want out of someone, you deserve to let them in on that thought, that conversation. 0023 Nada said that they've been job hunting for months and no results, burnout, but don't want to settle yet. The job hunt? I can't even imagine. My friends that have been laid off, trying to find new jobs because there was a handful of them that all experienced layoffs, some in New York, some in LA. The job market seems like a true nightmare. If there's any entrepreneurial interest that you have to do on the side, I would highly encourage it. There are so many ways to make money using the internet that could be absolutely worth your time exploring. In the meantime, just to get a little bit of savings up until you find a job that's really going to satisfy you. Much easier said than done, of course. If there are cash jobs that you can get, if you have any friends that might know someone with an opening, just see what your network is. Because yeah, no one wants to do something that they don't feel fulfilled in or satisfied in day in and day out, 5 days a week for a majority of the day. That's soul sucking. We know this. But job hunting also is exhausting and leads to burnout, and the options are slim pickings. So if there's anything you can do for yourself to try to gather a little bit of some extra cash in the meantime, just so you have a nest egg to keep you less stressed and buy you some time to get a job that you really want. Carrie said, I'm 26 and never been in a serious relationship. What do I do? Am I ugly? Will I be alone forever? No, I mean, I've been single. I haven't had a boyfriend or a serious partner in 7 years. I feel like I'm basically a born-again virgin. I had a serious relationship as a teenager, which sounds like an oxymoron, but I stand by it with my full chest. And I still look back and I cannot believe how serious it was for our age. And after that, I've been absolutely chilling. And of course, I wonder to myself when I see other people in serious relationships, like, oh, is there something I'm doing wrong? Which on one hand, sure, I'm probably spending a little bit more time with the girls and the gays than I am the guys, if that's who I'm trying to set myself up with. But we're in this time in history where we don't really need a man. There's no urgency for it in a sense of financial urgency, in birth-giving urgency. I mean, we can live alone. That's huge for women's history. Getting to live alone, are you kidding? I saw a woman talking about how she's the first person in her entire lineage as a woman to live alone. My mom never lived alone. Neither of my grandmas ever lived alone. None of my aunts ever lived alone. This is huge. I don't live alone. I live with a roommate, but I could see myself living alone, and that's huge. So to be 26 and never in a serious relationship, it's also a sign of the times, and that's not to be discredited. We're also less social than we were in previous generations. Like, we do a lot online. We do a lot from the comfort of our house. You're not gonna die alone. I truly believe in whatever higher power you believe in, that if there's something you really want, that you would actually make it through your entire life without ever experiencing it. So no, I think you can get rid of that fear. But what do you do? I think if you really want it bad, why don't you ask some cutie out? Why don't you say, let me get over my fear, let me get over these nerves. If I'm more afraid, what are you more afraid of? Dying alone or asking someone out? And if it's dying alone, then go find a cutie, strike up a conversation, and just challenge yourself. Challenge yourself to try to get a number. Challenge yourself to ask them out. Be like, I'd love to get coffee sometime. I'd love to get drinks. What are you doing on Tuesday? You know? I'm probably needing this advice just as much as you, because I was complaining the other day that California LA boys are not traditional. They don't court you the way that small town boys do. I want a southern gentleman who's gonna woo me, impress me, court me, try to win me over. Okay? These LA boys are being hunted by women. Like, they are putting in all the work, and then it's just not desirable or attractive to me. So I can either change my methods, wait to find the right one, or look elsewhere. That's where I'm currently at. Caitlin wants to know the best thing about being 28. Well, I have only been 28 for 2 weeks, but I do like looking forward to my 30s and feeling close but not quite there. I like the elevation of I'm not in my early 20s anymore. My early 20s were so messy. Ugh. Like, I look back on my 21-year-old self and I'm like, that was cute that you were trying, but my God, whatever you thought was working was not working. I don't like what you were doing. The way that I did my hair, the way that I did my makeup, my skin wasn't great, my diet wasn't great, my body wasn't great. I was just all sorts of, ugh. It felt like an extension of puberty. And I finally feel gracefully out of that. Ella wants to know any advice for party bar scenes as a sober girly. I'm not typically sober. Oftentimes, if I don't feel like drinking, I won't go out. However, in a case like this weekend, I was doing plant medicine and they recommended that for this to work well, to not eat red meat or consume alcohol at least 4 days before the trip or the experience. And that was important to me. I really wanted to make sure that I experienced this plant medicine fully. And so I didn't do it. I had a reason, and the reason was stronger than the desire to drink. Therefore, I didn't drink. So when I went to my friend's birthday, when I got to the bar, I just asked for one of the cocktails to be made virgin. And I had the cute taste. I had the cute cup. The cute taste. Sorry, it was called the Cucumber Cutie. They did a little custom drink list. And I honestly forgot that I wasn't drinking alcohol. I had the cup and I was sipping and I looked the part and the placebo was working. And I would be more than happy to do that again. Also, here in Los Angeles, everybody is sober curious. People do not care about alcohol here. If I was in the Midwest or in the South or even on the East Coast, you know, alcohol, why wouldn't you? Oh, you're not drinking? What's wrong? Here in LA, you say I'm not drinking. There's 5 other people that raise their hand saying, oh, me either. That's easy. But that's its own experience and scene. But if you're trying to be in the party scene and stay sober, find other people that do it or just go for the placebo. Then I also have some friends, they just don't like alcohol. So they'll take some mushrooms before they go out, little mushroom chocolate, little mushroom gummies. They'll smoke weed. They will, what else? One of my friends was doing something, I've never done it, sassafras. I'm not encouraging this, I'm just listing examples. Because I think mushrooms, psilocybin, that's gotta be way better for you than alcohol. But if you're trying to go sober, I would just get a virgin drink. No one's gonna notice. Another thing is you don't need to stay for long. When it comes to events, whether it's work events, social events, you can stop by, do your thing, make a great impression, leave in 45 minutes. You can be a social sprinter. You can go in, do your thing, make everyone you need to feel special, and get out. There's lots of methods, lots of strategies. That would be a cool episode to make in itself. How to navigate nightlife if you're not drinking, something along the lines of that. I'll marinate. The amount of times I said I'll marinate on a topic and I have no idea if I've gotten back to it, I need someone who's an avid listener of the podcast to shoot me an Instagram DM and say, these are all the things you said you would bring up to us that you haven't yet, so can you please? Ella said she's moving in June to the same country and area that her ex lives and is from. Should she hit him up? If you want to get back together with him or if you want to develop a friendship with him, sure. If you don't, you could exist until you run into him and be cordial. You only have to hit him up if you want to. Lucia wants to know, should I get highlights or leave my virgin brown hair alone? Oh, I love brown hair. I think you should leave your virgin brown hair alone. Noelle wants to know my favorite summer fruit. I love them all. I love pineapple, mango. Berries are more spring. What is summery? Strawberries. I've been eating a lot of dragon fruit lately. Be cautious with it. I think I talked about this. Morno Emily asked, what digital camera do you use for your photos? I have a little point-and-shoot camera that I've had since middle school that gives this cool blown-out effect. Let me go to my Instagram and see some recent photos. Okay, so if we're looking at the photo of me smiling in front of the sunset, that's a blurry iPhone photo. Like, the screen was a little greasy. Then if you look at the photo of me and Jenny sitting on the deck and her pouring water into my mouth, that's the G7X. That's a Canon point-and-shoot camera. I use it for vlogging. I also use that camera for the photos of me and Chloe. Actually, most of the photos are with the G7X, actually. Because I was going to say my little point-and-shoot camera, but I haven't posted anything from that camera in a while. So I would say if they're not the iPhone, if they look a little bit better, I'd probably say it's the Canon G7X. And on that note, I have to make my way to another gifting. Thank you guys so much for listening. I hope you enjoyed this episode. If you did, rate it 5 stars. You can hit me up on Instagram. You can watch me on TikTok. I'm really on the internet these days, enjoying creating content, feeling myself right now. So thank you guys so much. I will talk to you here again next week. Love you. XOXO, Lexi.